Amazon's price to retool staff is $700 million. And automation technology has leapt ahead. Workers increasingly worry about losing their jobs to robots and algorithms. Economists dismiss those concerns by and large, arguing that workers can grab higher-skilled jobs with better wages. Amazon may soon find out who is right. The e-commerce giant said Thursday that it planned to spend $700 million to retain about a third of its American workers to do more high-tech tasks, an acknowledgement that advances in technology are remaking jobs in nearly every industry, and that workers will need to adapt or risk for being left behind. Amazon said the program amounted to one of the world's largest employee retraining efforts. It will apply across the company, from corporate employees to warehouse workers, retraining about 100,000 by 2025. Amazon has about 300,000 employees in the United States. The investment is a large-scale experiment in whether companies can remake their existing workforces to fit a fast-changing technological world. While government programs have tried to turn factory workers and coal miners into computer coders and data scientists, few of those efforts have succeeded. Corporate attempts have been limited. But with unemployment low and workers scarce, companies like Amazon feel pressure to look internally to fill their labor needs. Their efforts could help answer a more fundamental question. Will automation be a solution for the great challenges of the 21st century economy? Low wages, rising inequality, and anemic overall growth? Or will it make those problems worse? Susan Lund, an economist at the McKinsey Global Institute, the research arm of the consulting firm McKinsey & Company, said, "The scale and pace of the changes in the workforce are unprecedented, and they can't hire off the street everyone they need. They have no choice but to retain their own workers." Amazon already faces fierce criticism from politicians on the right and left, including President Trump and Democratic presidential candidates like Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. They have held up the company as a symbol of tech industry excess, saying Amazon avoids paying taxes, devalues workers, and squashes smaller businesses.